You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number two. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Bottom of the hour, Frank Cervalli, NHL insider for NHL Daily Faceoff. Get some deets on the Utah team. The Utah Utes. That's my name.
That's the college Utes team.
The two Utes. And my cousin Vinny. Yeah. It was a dated pop culture reference.
I got that 30 years ago. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. Love that. Marissa Tomei. Mm.
Marissa Tomei.
George Costanza.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei.
She has a thing for bald men.
Yeah.
Sure she does, George.
Balding, middle-aged
yeah
men.
Kind of round.
Yeah, it's so good. just coffee. I just want to go for coffee with her.
That is the voice of our Big Show Flames analyst, Mr. Brent Cron. Courtesy of whom?
Brent Cron is brought to you by Alkind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering 24-hour emergency service. For all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls, call 403-266-1411.
You know what? I feel privileged today that you came in for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Because at 8 o'clock, I'm going to own up to my losing the football pool bet
mm-hmm.
and get roasted today.
Yes, you are.
And you are going to be one of the roasters.
Yes, I am.
And I see you've prepared something.
Oh, yeah.
You have paper that I don't want to know anything about.
No, you know what? You know, when you're put on the spot, too, to be funny, sometimes you can look like you're trying a bit hard. So I took a different approach this time.
Okay.
And I think myself
it's gonna be cringy.
In the Go shoes
uh-huh.
of George Russick is what I
wow.
think.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Wow, those are some size 10s you got to fill up.
I'm really excited to see what all of our people have come up with because I know GVP's done something a little special.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Pat seems like he's got quite the plan set here. I took a good hour and a half crafting my four-minute monologue.
4 minutes?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Timed it out and everything.
Yeah, mine's quick. I have something written about all of you, including Julian, who's going to join us in the studio.
I also have something written about Julian. I even got something written in there for Franchise, because he was supposed to be here. And
I had stuff written about Franchise, but I had to edit some stuff.
My stuff is just for you, George.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
That is it.
It's nice.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I got one for you. Don't worry. I didn't miss anything.
the number one topic of our show today is Jacob Markstrom missing morning skate yesterday. So he quit on the team, clearly. Your thoughts, yeah. Brent Cron.
I was so disappointed when I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Just completely blown away.
Could you imagine the guy Done. Who's been, you know, spectacular all season? It's like, you know what? I just don't want to be here for the morning skating game 82 when I know I'm not playing.
He was actually on a flight.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm good.
I'm out of here.
You know what? Like, honestly, like, what is, and I know some teams are getting away from it. What is the point of the morning skate?
Just to be out there.
I liked it.
Okay, no, but a lot of guys don't, right?
A lot of guys don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think for the last day, you're like, this isn't really a morning skate. It's like, it's my last time out here with the guys.
It's like we're recess gonna have a game. On the last day of school.
Exactly.
Right, but I'm talking in generalities. Like, what's the point of the morning skate anyway?
Well, I think Brent said, some guys will need it.
Yeah. You know, you get focused. You get it. I mean, for goaltenders anyway, it's nice to feel the puck in the morning too, moving around, guys just snapping passes. A lot of guys, you know, it's a personal preference, right?
Yeah.
Towards the end of my career too, a lot of those became optional too. Like the morning skates, it's like you got to be at the rink, you got to do a workout, you got to do something, you got to be there, but you don't necessarily have to go on the ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with it being the last game of the season, it's very reminiscent of the 2004 Stanley Cup run by the Calgary Flames, where I was a black ace,
mm-hmm.
and we would get the S bagged out of us every day. For 2 months, I was in the best shape of my life. I was down to 9.6% body fat, and that was like the skinniest I'd ever been in my life.
Decimals important once you get below 10.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have got a bonus for getting underneath 10. That never, ever, ever happened again. But that last workout.
Better half's hearing this for the first time. She's like, what? No way. Not a chance.
Not a chance. I still didn't have a six pack either, which I was so disappointed about. I was shredded.
It's hard to get a six
without
pack, man.
Any definition. Zero.
What do you think you would have needed to get to for body fat?
I have no idea. Like
five?
Even if it was three, I still would have probably just had a barrel, right?
Let me ask you this question. What size waist jeans were you wearing at the time?
I believe it was 36 or 34.
Okay, yeah. You're a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
sometimes the frame just doesn't have it for some people, right?
No.
Natural boiler.
Right.
But what's wrong with your headphones? Why did you just take
them
off?
I'm hearing actually other things in my headphones now. It's all set. It's like 3 minutes delayed, and it's laughing at stuff. And
No, he's on HP Select.
Oh, he's on HP
Temp. You're on HP Select.
There you go. Damn it. Now try.
So back to my point.
Yeah. Mm.
I remember the workout being on the board for the game. And we're looking at each other. This is the last. We know this is the last game ever this season. It's game 7, Stanley Cup final. There's no more hockey after this. Are we going to hold each other accountable?
Everyone's sheepishly looking around the room.
Yeah, they're looking like, there's a 30-minute bike right here, hey? When you see little push-ups after this, a little core circuit to complete the workout. And then the trainer, Richeska, says, I'm just kidding. This is the last game of the season. Don't even worry about it.
Don't do that. Yeah.
I couldn't make that call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like I wanted Daryl to see me on the bike last game. Just like, look at this guy. He's still got a chance this season. He's still got a chance.
But, what a go-getter.
What a go-getter. And then I went and had to go to rookie camp, but I rolled my ankle and was in an air cast, so I didn't get to go, unfortunately. I had to walk around in it, but whatever.
Yeah, as long as you're not bitter.
as long as you don't hold on to that for the rest of your life.
I don't feel any bitterness there with that statement.
No, it's good.
We're going to revisit our sensible flame steaks from the Ulster break. Apparently, you had one, too.
Not very good, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said.
Was it something about
the
power play?
We all got two takes.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, we'll do those. But first, let's just quickly talk about last night's game. I was saying to the guys, what I did notice about last night's game, I don't know if you saw this. I believe Nazem Kadri had a couple shots on goal.
You know, I didn't notice him out there. You know, was he playing? Did he? Was he dressed?
Did he play for a third of the game and have the most shifts amongst forwards? Yeah. I don't know. Did he?
And he had some great chances too in the first period. How about that wide open net and the goalie just coolly sticks his leg out and it's like, oh,
split in the D in period two.
I know.
With the little flip up pass.
Oh man, you can just see him too, and guys are trying to set him up. Yeah. Like just come on. Well, like
in the third period, Mangiapane turns down like an open net.
Yeah. To try and go
trying
back
to give it back
across
to
the grain through four guys.
Or in the second period where Anderson has the puck and he holds onto it for like 70 seconds.
He's just waiting for Kadri to get open.
And then it just hits a shin pad of a shark and gets out of the zone.
The shark should have just swarmed. Over Kadri, that's it. Just followed him. All five guys just been all around him, and they could let the other four Flames just do whatever they wanted.
I was saying that to my girlfriend when I was watching the game with the Panthers and with the Leafs the other day. Why doesn't someone just go sit in the hip pocket of Matthews? Don't let him get to 70. And she said, stop talking to me. I don't care.
Whack him in the leg.
Yeah,
give
exactly.
him an extra shot.
That's what I was doing. Like, when I play Beard League and there's a ringer out there who is noticeably better than everybody, I just like to sit in his hip pocket and just follow him around the ice, even if I'm totally out of position because it drives him nuts.
Yep.
And I just like to just you're like right in the brain.
You're like a remora on a shark when they're swimming in the water.
Exactly.
It's like picking up the scraps and slowing them down.
Oh, right. Remora, what a pull.
Yeah.
That's what that's called?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He's like Esatikinen back in the day.
Yeah. Ville Nieminen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Esatikinen, when we had a shot of Wayne Gretzky. Oh, remember that when the Kings and Oilers played in the playoffs?
Heartbreaking.
It is. Yeah. All right. You want to do the sensible flame steaks so we can laugh at each other?
Before we do that, can you believe the Oilers started
Stuart
Skinner
yesterday? Yeah, I was talking about that.
Gassed their whole lineup.
Yep.
And put in Darnell Nurse and Stuart Skinner in Colorado. Like, what the hell are you thinking?
Against a ravenous Avalanche team?
Hey, you know, hey, Connor, take the night off. Dry. Take a lap, maybe go in the sauna, you know, watch the game, have some room service, watch the game on TV.
Just order some Skip the Dish.
Yeah, right. You got that small little coaches meeting where all those guys are in there and like, oh, I wonder what's going on in there. And Stewie's probably sitting there like, why am I not in that meeting? And then they all come out and they're laughing and joking around.
Sam Gagne walks in, Adam Ernie walks in. Yeah. What the hell?
And then Stewie, you'll be starting tonight. Oh, I will.
We're only dressing 19 guys, and half of them don't belong in the league.
Yeah. Against Colorado, in Colorado.
Yeah. And Nathan MacKinnon is hungry to set a franchise record for points. He needs three.
I'm surprised it wasn't worse than it was.
Oh, anyway.
It's like he was playing for the Generals last night, and it's like against the Globetrotters. We need you to
the
play point guard for the Generals tonight against the Globetrotters.
Like,
because, again, like I gave the example that they just – they covered him in raw meat and chum, and they threw him into a ring with lions and sharks.
Yeah.
And just go eat. And he's like, and some of those goals, like, he has zero chance on. If they're just snapping it around, popping it into the net. And I'm like, and I start, when I actually realized that they started Stuart Skinner, I literally started laughing to myself like a crazy person. And I'm like, why on earth would they start their number one goaltender? Why would you crush his confidence on the eve of the Stanley Cup playoffs when he needs to be one of your best players, if not the best player behind McDavid?
And isn't he like the most volatile of all of the key players on the team?
Like, give the guy a break. You know, it's...
Listen, there's one thing the Oilers don't do. Is start Calvin Pickard on back-to-back nights.
There's no passengers
because sports
on this team.
Science said don't do it, which is the dumbest thing ever.
A minute 19 in Colorado, boom, goal.
Right zipping it around, and like, back no door, chance. No chance.
And I'm watching the Flames game last night, but as soon as the Oilers and Avs were playing, I was just kind of going back and forth in the commercial break. I'm like, is that Stuart Skinner? I'm like, look at this. Yeah. He's a net.
Babe, come look.
Yeah.
Come look.
What's so funny about that? He shouldn't be there right now. That's why it's so funny.
It's like bing, 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 goal.
Just straight on their heels. Didn't have a shot for like the first 7 minutes.
And then they had the shot of him on the bench in the second, and he had like the 1,000-yard stare like he just got back from Saigon.
Yeah. He was daydreaming of
you
grabbing...
You weren't there, man!
grabbing Knobloch.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I in that morning meeting?
Yeah.
What is the matter with you?
It's crazy.
Oh, jeez.
All right, anyway, ready to do some sensible Flames takes?
I'm ready.
No, that's a great take, because I was talking about that earlier.
That was,
I'm like, what were they doing?
Worth the sidebar, yeah.
Yeah, it was. GVP, we have two each?
Yeah, two each.
All right, where are we starting first?
You want to do you?
Okay, yeah. Chris Tanev... will be traded for at least a second-round pick at the deadline. Hmm. Here's why. A lot of teams are super horny for Chris Tanev.
Yes, they are.
So I'm thinking, hey, with the amount of demand that's out there for Chris Tanev.
Proven horniness for Tanev.
Super horny for Chris Tanev. Yeah. He will fetch at least a second-round pick.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
You hit it.
All right.
You hit that.
Damn right.
And he got a little more. They got Artem Grushnikov.
Yeah.
And a conditional third.
All right,
third.
Georgie, not bad.
I didn't think it was like the most outrageous hot take.
Well, but wasn't... Well, that's
sensible.
Not the, sensible.
Yeah.
That's what we did here.
Yeah, and you got it right.
Damn right. Okay, I feel good.
Yeah.
Can we jack that up just a little bit? I think it was a little low. All right, next one.
Not that.
No, the actual clips.
Okay. Yeah.
Just throw a normalizer on there.
I thought it was a bell for sure. We need more bell in this. Let's go. More bell. Okay. More bell.
Here's take two.
All right. Jonathan Huberdeau will assist on at least 5 Andre Kuzmenko goals the rest of the season. That's close, though.
I mean, he probably did.
No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't.
I don't think
no?
he did.
He did.
No, I don't think he did. I was close. I'm like, maybe those guys will play together. And then they put together probably the Flames' best line the last month of the season.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Kadri, Kuzmenko, and Pospisil was far and away Calgary's best line the last month of the season.
By far.
So I missed on that one.
You did.
Which is fine. Okay, that's okay.
We want to turn that up a little bit there.
Yeah, we can turn up the buzzer a little bit. Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Are you looking at game watch now?
Two. Yeah. Three. Four, five, six, seven.
Yeah.
7 goals.
Oh, suck on that, world. Give me a ding. Thank you.
two of them against Anaheim, the overtime winner against San Jose.
Yeah.
One against Edmonton,
Look
one against
me.
Winnipeg.
Very sensible.
One against Seattle, another against San Jose, and another against Boston.
And I did those at the All-Star break.
Batting 1,000 over there.
Look
well
at
done.
Me. Wow. Feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Now.
Wow, you should.
And I won't be in like 45 minutes after
I like
you guys
that,
rip me
I
apart.
I like that we didn't fact check that. We just fact checked that one live.
We
good.
Just, yeah. we just
work,
assumed
everybody.
You were wrong. Yeah. Just give him a buzzer.
Yeah, just buzzer. Yeah. All right, let's do one Matthew Rose.
Yeah, here's Matty.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Mackenzie Weegar. I'm going to say he finishes top 10 in defenseman goals. Currently tied for second. He's got 12. It's a 4-way tie. But there's a lot of guys around him that I think could sneak up and pass him. Bouchard's right there. Doughty's right there. Yossi, Hedman, et cetera, so I could see him hanging around the top 10. I'm going to say Mackenzie Weegar finishes top 10 for goals scored by defensemen.
Very sensible.
Tied for third.
Tied for second. All right, tied for third. Sorry, my bad.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a very sensible take that came through. Well, we're 3 for 3 on our sensible takes.
11th place was 13 goals, so he crushed it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm impressed with us so far.
I'm impressed with you too.
Thanks, Brent.
Well, let's hear his second sensible take.
My other sensible Flames take is Jacob Markstrom will finish the season as a member of the Calgary Flames.
Oh, wow. 4 for 4? Why do you look bewildered?
It's like when we're going in the high jump competition, and the high jump is like the bar is like 6 inches off the ground.
Did you do the scissor kick?
Yeah, you have to do the scissor.
You didn't always do the scissor.
I need the pole to just get over there to the super high jump.
Do you know what it's called when you jump over when you instead of doing the scissor kick? Do you know what that's called?
No.
The Fosbury flop.
Oh, right.
And he was the one who invented it because they used to do the scissor kick over the high jump.
Yeah.
And then he was the first one to do the flop over the bar.
Really?
Yes.
I got a purple ribbon in grade 6 for doing high jump as I blew right through the bar. I didn't get over it.
Oh,
but
really?
They did give me a ribbon, and I went home with the high jump ribbon, and my dad thought that was hilarious.
I remember in elementary school high jump that I try to jump so high, I kneed myself in the face while doing the high jump. I do have short legs.
And barely coming off the ground.
Are we ready for Mr. Brent Cron's sensible takes?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Courtesy of All Kind Door Services.
Exit. Of Lindholm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. The addition of Kuzmenko,
yeah. Yep.
The Flames' power play has been dismal this season,
uh-huh.
At a staggering 29th overall in the league.
That's good.
I think they're going to get to top 20 with Kuzmenko.
Whoa, that's a sizable jump.
They didn't.
They did not.
26th,
but they were a lot better.
They were a lot better.
Like I'm going to give you some credit, but unfortunately, you got to hear more of this. The buzzer. Yeah. There you go. Again, please. There we go. That again. You tried.
I reached a little higher. I set my bar a little higher for myself.
Yeah, like that was just like your elementary school story. You just ran through the bar.
Right through the bar.
That was your Flames going to be a top 20 playoff power. And again, you saw or you heard our reaction.
Yes.
Because we thought you were bananas. And
crazy.
We were right.
Hair, how about this? In the last 10 team games, the Flames power
the
play
last
was
10 team.
The last 10 team games, so for each team playing their last 10 games going into yesterday, the Flames' power play was 39.4%.
Wow!
Top five at least.
Where was that all year?
In March it was 22%. In April it was 37.5%. It just wasn't enough to climb out of the hole that, you know, back in November, 7.3.
When hockey mattered.
Yeah, you know.
Could you imagine if this team was operating at a 37% clip on the power play? They'd be in the playoffs right now.
Well, they'd have the best. That's like the best power play since McDavid and his squad did whatever they did last year.
They'd be in the playoffs right now. It'd be great. All right. Second one from Brent Cron.
The Flames are going to get off this three-goalie carousel here with Dan Vladar being dealt by the trade deadline.
He got hurt.
Well, you were 5 for 6, not
you
bad.
You were sort of right.
Kind
he did get off the three, but then he had to get major hip surgery.
Right. So 0 for 2.
Okay.
Shooting for the moon, straight through the bar and the high jump, right through it again.
Do you remember any of those?
Do you remember any of what?
Those takes.
No.
Oh, okay.
None of them. You actually sprung it on me that morning, too, I believe.
Always. It's kind of what I do. It's kind of what I do here. You know what you also did? It's like you did the high jump, but you also did the long jump where you just ran through.
The sand?
You just ran through the sand. You didn't jump. You didn't hit the board, right? You just ran through the pit.
Who can be the fastest to run through the sand?
And then, like, your grade 6 science teacher has to rake the pit. He's like, damn it. Don't run through the pit.
This kid's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Can't follow the rules. The pit.
What was your number one track and field sport in elementary school?
Shot put.
No, it wasn't. It was limited. It was limited for the track and field day. I did some running stuff.
Okay.
Wasn't very good at it either. I'm not a track and field star, despite the way I look.
But you were a professional athlete.
I was a professional athlete.
You were.
Yeah, but I'm not a good runner. I was never a good runner. Mm. My best event was...
Oh, speaking of which, we're going to do Big Show Combine with the Stampeders. We got to figure this out. Where we're going to go run the 40, kick some field goals, throw the football around, do some stuff. Do you want to come with us?
I do.
And do that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Okay. I was just asking you on the air.
Yeah, that's great. Why not? What else am I going to be doing?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed this with the Stamps either. So
am I going to get a towel?
We got to work on that this week.
Yeah.
We'll get you a towel.
And John Bender wants to come too.
We'll get Dave on the show and we'll just ask him point blank. We're coming to do the fitness testing.
Yeah, I think he would like it.
Yeah, he'd really like it.
Yeah, he'd loves that.
Yeah, well, we got to do before actually things get serious down stuff. There. Yeah.
I mean, they got rookie camp coming up in like a few weeks here.
Yeah, so we got to get this done soon, and mm-hmm. you got to come with us.
Yep.
All right, let's get to Patrick's sensible takes.
He's going to be the newest flame when he suits up tomorrow. He's at 8 goals right now. But I think a new sense of life in the NHL for Andrei Kuzmenko. He's going to get to 20 goals this year.
Ooh, there you go. Okay.
Wow. Means he needs 12 over his last 30-some games here.
Okay.
Achievable.
14.
All right. Buzzer, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, it was close.
No. 14 is a flame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
22 overall.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, ding. Ding. That was very good of you.
You know what's funny? GVP back. Every time I talk, just doesn't matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's our default. Like, it's a safe bet to say we're wrong first.
Yes.
So just buzz it right away. Okay, next one.
Noah Hanifin will be traded for more than what Lindholm got.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Mm. Well, I don't know how they got a first with the
Noah they got Hanifin. More for Lindholm.
We got Kuzi.
Yep.
They got Kuzi.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like they got it's that I don't think you can really argue that very much.
What? So far, 5 for 8. It's pretty good.
Good job, us.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
By us. GVP, what were your sensible takes?
I think Jonathan Huberto, he had a good month of January. I think he's going to have a much better second half of the season here. I think he's going to beat his point total from last season of 55.
I thought it was apropos that in a game against the Sharks where they score 5 goals.
He got nothing. Yeah.
I thought it was apropos. Aww. I'm like, yeah, that pretty much sums up the season.
Apropos.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes,
it was very apropos.
It was.
Yeah.
Next one, GVP.
Matt Coronato, I think he's going to get a bit more opportunity here the rest of the way out with the Flames trying to get more youth into the lineup and whatnot. I think he finishes the season with more than 2 goals.
He did.
Who's that?
Matt Coronato.
Oh, yeah.
Matty Scoresheet.
Yes.
Okay.
Scorchy.
Scorchy?
Scoresheet.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
That's what they called him in the A.
Well,
that's not bad.
That's neat. That's neat.
What Klapka calls him.
Yeah. That's neat.
So we went, much like my high school transcript, 60%.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. It's
fantastic,
not a fail.
Right?
And we pass.
And we did it as a team.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
I think we should be pretty proud of ourselves.
Good job, everybody.
Frank Cervalli's coming up. You have a question for him?
Why they started Skinner yesterday?
Okay, that's yours.
Yeah. Leave that one to me, please.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Frank Cervalli next.
Get out of my lane.
Get out of here.
NHL Daily Faceoff. We'll do that next. 8 o'clock, the roast of me. Still lots of stuff to do. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. The top of the hour, I lost the football bet for the year. So we're doing the roast of me coming up at 8 o'clock. Brent Cron already in studio. Julian McKenzie going to join us. There's going to be some shots fired my way.
What's Julian's? Do you guys call him J-Mac?
Yep.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that was the question you were asking?
Call him that or Julian?
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Jay?
No.
No.
You think you guys are close enough where you can call him J-Mac?
No, not yet. But I think he'd be okay with it.
After this.
I have a buddy whose first name starts with a J. I call him J-Bag.
J-Bag.
Yeah.
Anybody I've met named Rick, I have to call Rickster.
You have no choice.
No, you have
You
to.
Really have no choice.
I'm so bad with names that if you have a nickname, I'm like, oh, thank God. I can actually remember that.
Yeah.
If you're just going to tell me your name's Paul, come on.
Like Rosie?
In one ear and out the other. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Nailed that.
Yeah, we all call him Rosie.
I had a gym teacher in high school for like the first 4 months.
Yeah.
Called me a totally different name than I was.
What did he call you?
Rich.
Oh, Rich.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Hey, Rich. I'm like, what?
Good morning. Sure.
And I just went along with it because I knew he was talking to me. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Richard Duval.
Hey, Rich. But did anybody else in gym class look at you and go, like, why is he calling you Rich?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing? Like,
don't worry about it. Just going with it.
We got a thing.
Well,
it's a thing.
Gym teachers, a different breed.
They are.
They're a different breed. Care.
Ripping darts and with a whistle around his neck and a tight golf shirt.
My gym teacher always had the reddest eyes.
I wonder why.
Oh, yeah.
So weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, now let's get to Mr. Frank Saravalli, brought to you by South Trail Exports. With inventory shortages across the city, it's the time to sell your vehicle for cash. There's no transition.
Nope, I forgot he was coming on.
Visit SouthTrailExports.com. Frank Saravalli, NHL Insider, Daily Faceoff. Frank, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, boys?
Utah. New team. Apparently they've been working on this since March. Is that kind of what you were hearing, too, that they kind of knew this was happening in March?
I would say that it didn't really get going until maybe 3 weeks ago or a month ago. The pitch, the initial pitch, was made from Gary Bettman to Alex Mariello 2 days before the deadline on March 6th. And he initially rebuffed them. He said, I'm not selling. It's like that Wolf of Wall Street scene. I'm not leaving. I mean, that was him. And he thought about it for a week, and what the NHL presented was true. You cannot guarantee to us, to your players, to your fan base, when you're going to have a new arena built. And as long as that's the case, we probably should do something different. And they had to get creative. And this workaround is whatever they're calling it. You know, it's kind of funny to hear Alex Mariello yesterday after the announcements going on Arizona radio saying, I still own the team. You're like, what team? There's nothing here anymore. You own a logo is what you own. And you have a vague promise that within the next 5 years, if you can build an arena, that you could get one back. But you don't own a team anymore, bud. It's now in Salt Lake City.
Now, what are the chances that he is the one who brings hockey back to Arizona?
I would handicap it at 10%.
Okay. Mm. But what would you handicap that hockey will come back to the desert? 100%?
Yes, 98%.
Okay. Soon?
I think within the next 5 or 6 years. Yeah, I mean, he intends to hang on to that option. This is what he said on Arizona radio yesterday, for the full 5 years. If he fails, then they'll probably just move to the next person on the list to try and get this done.
What do you think happens if he wins this auction for the land later in the month?
Miles and miles of red tape.
Okay. Excellent. I mean, great.
We don't know what lawsuits, if any, will pop up. Government interest groups, watchdogs, you name it. There could be any million of reasons, permitting, infrastructure, all Ryan Pike buzzwords that that would pop up potentially. And look, it could be anything. So if you want, of that fresh $1 billion that you received from the NHL, if you want, you could plunk $70 million down on a piece of arid desert land in the hopes that you could then spend another $1 billion trying to build this, in the hopes that you could spend another $1 billion to get a team back. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here.
Is there a chance that when Arizona does come back in the NHL, maybe Atlanta comes back into the NHL too?
Potentially. I mean, that would seem to make sense. If you're going to go to 34, go to 17-17. Obviously, Houston, they're running a route with them. Their Houston Rockets owner, Tillman Fertitta, was in New York meeting with Gary Bettman a few weeks ago. Same thing with the Atlanta group. One of the biggest things with Atlanta is going to be which faction. There's multiple ownership groups that are vying for this. One is way more well-funded than the other.
Right.
How do they pull this off, and in what kind of timely manner?
But how confident are they that it's going to work this time, Frank?
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's
a soulless sports city. It really is.
It's the worst.
It is.
Like, I'd say, like, Atlanta and... Well, I would actually add Arizona in there, and that's not a knock on Phoenix. It's not anything to do with hockey. It's that how many people are actually from Arizona? You guys run into a small percentage of this in Calgary, Yeah. It's the most, in my opinion, and I don't know if facts support this, it feels like Calgary is the most transient city. It's the most people that aren't necessarily from there.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's why we see a lot of other type of fans. The Leafs come through here, it's crazy. The Habs come through here, it's crazy. Yeah. Like Oilers come through here, it's crazy. And this is a good place to come, but not necessarily a...
And Frank, I keep going back to it. I just don't understand why they wouldn't put a second team in Southern Ontario. It just makes way too much sense. I don't understand. Is it, do the Leafs have that much of a grip on that the NHL doesn't want to do that? That team will make money hand over fist. I don't understand. It'd be way more viable than anything in Atlanta, anything in Arizona. It'll make money hand over fist. I don't understand.
I'm with you. It's not that they have a grip on it. It's that they actually territorially own it. So here's one interesting wrinkle that's part of this Arizona move to Utah. Technically, the Vegas Golden Knights own the entire state of Utah territory for media rights. There's as part of this, there's an infringement on that, and basically now what they have to, in order to get the Utah TV rights, the Vegas Golden Knights are going to have to give up Utah, and they're going to get Arizona in return. So there's it's part of the NHL constitution. There's a lot of things that go into it. But the Leafs own all of that Southern Ontario region, you know, and they're going to have to, someone's going to have to stroke a big check in order for the Leafs to sign off on that. And it's going to need to go directly to them.
So there's two press conferences that are going to happen today with Gary Bettman, one in Arizona and one in Salt Lake City with Morello and then the Smiths up in Salt Lake. What's maybe the most important question?
Today, Maddie?
Listen, you've pronounced his name different than I've been pronouncing it, and I tried to do it. Names are not my forte. But I do want to ask you, what's the most important question that needs to be asked at both these pressers?
The most important question that needs to be asked of the commissioner in Arizona is why I think we all understand the machinations of making this happen, but what gives you any faith that this utterly incompetent owner can somehow pull off this probably $2 billion transaction to make all this happen so that you can get a team back? And why then the second question is, after getting out from under him, why would you want to jump back in bed with this guy? I reported, you know, last week on their unpaid hotel bills throughout the league this season.
Yeah.
It's been one embarrassing thing after the other. Why would you give this guy even a glimmer of hope? That's my thought process.
To stay out of court?
Well, that's the proper answer, but I want to hear what he actually says and how he puts on his tap dancing shoes to get around it. Then in Utah, it would be, for me, the biggest question is you went from one really bad arena situation. Now you're stepping into another that's not perfect in Utah. What's the timeline for getting a new building built that's hockey oriented?
Real quick, on the building front, is anything going on with Ottawa? Are they going to build a new building here?
They're working on it. I don't think they've made any significant or meaningful progress to this point, but, you know, I don't think it's any time around the corner. At least the last conversation that I had with Stens owner Michael Anlauer, he was basically saying for the foreseeable future, meaning the next 5 years at least, we're stuck in Canada.
Okay. Frank Saravalli, NHL Insider for Daily Faceoff, brought to you by South Trail Exports. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose. 960 The Fan. Frank, Mr. Brent Cron is in studio, and he was watching the Oilers game last night and has this question for you.
What the hell were the Oilers doing starting Stuart Skinner yesterday?
That's a good question. Why? I don't know. Obviously, the back-to-backs, you know, certainly you're cognizant of work rate and all those things. I don't have an answer for it. I really don't. I wonder, did they get a tip on the schedule knowing that they don't play till Monday? did they want to keep him fresh? I don't know.
They threw him out to the wolves. That's essentially what they did when they arrested anybody. Are you surprised that we had this conversation on the show yesterday? It's a little jarring to me because we get exposed to the NFL, and in week 18, a lot of guys don't play. In the NBA, there's a lot of load management. But we don't really see that in the NHL. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing per se, but it's weird how a lot of playoff teams are playing their big guns in meaningless games here.
Well, first off, with all due respect to Brent, no one said that hockey people were Mensa members. second, I would say that I'm all for that. Like the fact that fans are paying, you know, hard-earned money to see these teams and players. You probably bought that ticket for game 82 a long time ago thinking, hey, this might mean something. And I want to see the very best go up against the very best if it's Colorado and Edmonton. And it's a huge letdown. I know for me, just being in Philly here, like anytime, you know, I'm thinking about going to a Sixers game, it's like, hey, is Joel Embiid playing tonight?
Yeah.
Or are they resting him for the 13th time in 2 months? And you're like, is it worth going to the game if you can't see the elite of the elite? So I'm all for players playing more. I do think that there is a question at some point about sports science and load management and all that. And I would say the biggest example this week to me was Austin Matthews and the chase for 70. Obviously, he wanted it bad, but if I were the Leafs, and I think it could have been a huge maybe boost for his reputation with the knock on this team being that they're great in the regular season and get nothing done in the playoffs, hey, I'm taking a step back from a chase to get to a round number of 70 just because it feels good and looks good. And you know what? I only really care about what happens in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think they could have done themselves a ton of favors had they done that.
Where are you starting your playoff circuit? Where are you headed?
Going to Vancouver.
Oh, the Predators and the Canucks. How are you eyeing up this series? Because obviously the Predators played really well down the stretch
like
to get into
travel,
it.
Frank? Sorry, yeah. clearly. Why don't you pick a longer series?
Getting some air miles in there. From. Yeah, love that.
Dude, I can't tell you how I don't root for anything, but I was really rooting for the LA Kings to somehow play the Canucks because there's no easy way to get from Van to Nashville. It's 2 hours. It's two flights, and it's 10 hours. So, I'm really looking forward to doing that about 8 times over the next 2 weeks. But how am I eyeing up the series, Maddie? I would say I love this Canucks team and the way that they've played. I think really the biggest thing that stands out for me when watching Van is you look at their lows of previous seasons and the dips that they've had. Rick Tocchet and the structure that they've put into place, their worst games aren't that bad, and they've gotten significantly better. So they've been more consistent. They certainly haven't been as good the last 3 months of the season as they were in the first 3 months. Part of that's regression to the mean. Part of that is the season gets harder. Part of that is the Canucks, I don't know, maybe didn't have a ton to play for, having a pretty big gap in the Pacific Division. Either way, I expect the Canucks to win that series. I would pick the Canucks, and I would pick the Oilers, which would mean we could have a Western Canadian second round, Edmonton-Van. That'd be pretty awesome.
Frank, where do you see the Avalanche-Jets series going? Who do you think is going to come out of that dogfight?
I got the Jets, and that's probably going to surprise some people, but I think there's something to the season series that these two teams had. The Jets, they were 3-0. They outscored the Avs 17-4. And I think this is a really bad matchup for Colorado because they're one team that takes a ton of chances, particularly off the rush. And Winnipeg does a great job at neutralizing that. They collapse in their own end as well as anyone. They defend. They've got the goaltender. That's Colorado wants to play a track meet, and I think with as well as Winnipeg defends, that maybe that part of their game is a little bit neutralized, and the Jets can take advantage of Alexander Georgiev at the other end, who really just, he's not been great. 897 save percentage on the season, played the most games in the league this year. I know someone would respond to that and say, well, did you watch the Avs win the Cup in 2022 with really average goaltending from Darcy Kemper? Yes, I did. I think Georgiev has stepped down from that, and I think this Jets team, they've got something to them. I had Josh Morrissey on my podcast just dropped this morning, frankly speaking, and he was fascinating in terms of how he viewed it. He said, this is the best chance that we've had to win since I got here. And in parentheses, he didn't say it, but he's including that 2018 team that went to the conference final. And he said, all the vets that have moved on told me, you never know what year is going to be your year that you break through and have a chance to win. And he said, I feel as good about this team as any I've been on.
Moving over to the Eastern Conference, really looking forward to the Florida and Tampa Bay series. What do you see happening there?
I'm calling another upset there. I'm going with the Bolts. And I struggled with this one a lot because I've viewed Florida for a while now as the beast of the East. They really weren't great over the last month of the season. And Tampa was playing extremely well at, you know, they flipped the switch. They're the best switch flippers in the league. They know what it takes to win. Vasilevsky has rounded back into playoff Conn Smythe Vasilevsky form. Victor Hedman finished third on my Norris Trophy ballot. He had a hell of a season that, for whatever reason, with Roman Josi and Cale Makar and Quinn Hughes, all these other guys that people were talking about, he wasn't getting a lot of the attention for the heavy lifting that he was doing for that team. And up front, they've got, to me, the MVP in the league, Nikita Kucherov. So Kucherov, Stamkos, Point, you know, Hedman, Vasilevsky, I'll take those five pillars and I'll put them up against anything that Florida can throw at you, as physical as they're going to play and as skilled as they are. I think at times, as well as their game translates to the postseason, they can also, like Colorado, be a little bit reckless. And I think Tampa is going to seize on that.
Frank, terrific stuff as usual. Thanks for jumping on. Safe travels as you fly across continent many times between Nashville and Vancouver. Thanks for this, pal. We'll talk next week.
Can't wait to wedge my fat arse on a plane. it's going to be fantastic.
Why don't you be like a lot of your countrymen and just buy two seats?
Well, I mean, that's a whole separate conversation. Like, I think I need to go to therapy first.
Okay. All right. No, wait. I thought Brent Crom was going to say something.
I was just laughing, but I couldn't, hear myself laugh, so I was like, it felt weird.
Frank, we'll talk. Wait up. That was a great awkward way to finish the interview.
Excellent job, everybody.
I love awkward.
All around.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk to you next week. Safe travels. All right, there he goes. Frank Saravalli, NHL Daily Faceoff. Brought to you by South Trail Exports.
Nailed it, Cron. Yeah,
with inventory shortages across the city, it's the perfect time to sell your vehicle for cash. Visit SouthTrailExports.com. I'm glad he turned on your mic for that.
I know.
You're like, hey, turn on my mic. Like, what?
I know, that was it. Get him back on the phone. I got one more question for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, straight ahead. I lost the football bet for the picks of the season, and our bet was the loser who finishes in third place, although I was over 500. Gets roasted. We'll do that next. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.